Hey, Julia, I don't know if this is recording or not. I just got up this morning. Today is the 5th, the day you're leaving. I was just thinking right now what I'd say, and I wasn't sure, but a couple of things just come to mind that have made this a really good vacation for me. And one of those was humor. And the fact that didn't take much to be jovial around you. It was easier. And I just enjoyed that. But I think humor is an important part of life that can turn anything around. And I don't really talk about it that much. It never comes up. But since it wouldn't, I thought I'd mention it now. Just something to throw out there. If I could hope for something more in our lives, it would be more of that, more humor. And of course, the occasional relationship. Or in your case, the real and lasting relationship. Well, my case too. No, I have had a really good time. And I know you don't believe me, but of course I'm going to write you, and of course I'm going to, you know, we're friends, of course I'm going to continue talking to you. It's not an issue to me. And, you know, I think you are a really great person. Great not in like the, you know, you're terrific, but great in the other ways that describe why a person is unique and distinguished and impressive. Of course I disagree with you, and you know that. We've already talked about that on some issues. But those I think I'm learning how to handle better. And so they're not at the forefront. Not of our friendship. I am still trying to be a better person. And when you talk about why I shouldn't, you know, have lost my standards or lowered them to the point of having a one-night stand, which, by the way, I've only had really one. There's only been that one guy I told you about who I just went out and met and randomly knew. But I know what you're talking about when you're saying keep or higher standards. I know, but some weakness, I guess you can call it, is what's taking over, and it really shouldn't sometimes. It's sad. I don't know what to do about it, though. Because I don't know of a perfect way of leading life, and I don't know that I can be any better than I am right now. I would at least like to think that I'm better than I was before. Because I feel more comfortable with myself. I don't know, unless you want to say, I'm defining comfort as feeling like you don't have to think about yourself 24 hours a day. As if it just comes and goes and you're there, and you have the things you want to do, and occasionally, yeah, you consider yourself and what's important, but you're made happy by your environment and those around you. Well, that's me. You, on the other hand, I'm really glad that you talk about it all the time, but I'm really glad that you are still pursuing your dreams. And you've met some cool people. You could hope for more, we all could. But be patient, I guess. I'm sort of running a timer myself, but I hope that at one point I can just kind of settle down and not be too frustrated over what I don't have or what could be better. Anyways, I still hope for the best for both of us, but again, it's not too desperate. Think humor. All right.